The next patient is Enidia del Castillo. The last name is D-E-L space C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O. First name E-N-Y-D-I-A. ...81-year-old Hispanic female that has a history of coronary artery disease. Status post coronary artery bypass in February of 2022. Two bypasses were done, period. Recently, the patient was seen by the cardiologist, Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, who ordered a Holter, comma, this cardiac monitoring. Display, this cardiac monitoring was able to pick two episodes of supraventricular tachycardia that were short, period. A stress test was ordered, and there is a mild to moderate ischemia in the septum, in the territory of the left anterior descending, including the apex, period. There is a recommendation of the cardiologist to undergo a cardiac catheterization in order to evaluate this abnormality of the stress test with the left heart catheterization, period. The patient came to the office to discuss the problem, and the advice is to follow the recommendations of the cardiologist. We explain in detail the reasoning behind the recommendation, given the fact that it's very difficult for the patient to accept these findings, especially after she underwent open heart surgery, period. The patient agreed to the procedure. We're going to discuss with the cardiologist, and we follow closely. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. Number three, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Number four, chronic kidney disease stage 2, A/A1, period. The patient is advised to continue with the scheduled appointment as for follow-up. I spend there 3 minutes reviewing the prior laboratory workup, talking to the patient 20 minutes, and documentation 6 minutes.